Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, where was Yiddish writer Jacob Botoshansky born, and why did he emigrate to Buenos Aires? William Gertz Runyon is a graduate student in comparative literature at the University of Michigan in the United States. His area of research is 20th century global Yiddish literary culture as seen from Latin America. He recently gave a talk at Centro Sefarad Israel in Madrid about the Yiddish writer Jacob Botoshansky, who was born in Europe and relocated to Argentina in the 1920s. Before the talk, Runyon spoke with us about Botoshansky and Yiddish in Latin America. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Will. Could you first tell us a little bit about your own background and your interest in Yiddish and also your area of research?
Thanks for having me. I grew up in Southwest Ohio, in the United States, in a pretty secular household with one Jewish parent, one Christian parent. So my interest in Yiddish didn't really come from the home. Really, once I was in university, I started to become interested in Jewish cultural history, Jewish literature, and through some classes I took at Miami University with a particular professor, Sven Erik Rose, I ended up sort of being drawn to Yiddish.
What specific area are you researching?
I'm researching what I want to call a bit grandiosely global Yiddish literary culture, which is to say to think about different kinds of connections between different places in the world where Yiddish writers and publishers were active, the ways that they traveled between different places, corresponded with each other, the ways that the text they produced circulated in different ways. And so to do that, I focus particularly on a kind of peripheral zone of the Yiddish cultural world, which is to say Latin America.
Now, when you say Yiddish culture and places in the world where they spoke Yiddish, you're speaking about written documents, written literature. I suppose that you're not talking about other aspects of Yiddish culture, such as, I don't know, music, food, other things, or are you?
Sure. My particular interest is really in Yiddish literature and the conditions surrounding its production and circulation. So I don't look particularly at theater or at other dimensions of sort of lived daily culture or cultural life and things like that. So I do stick with texts.
You're speaking at Casa Sefarad about Yankov or Jacob Botoshansky. He's not really a very well-known Yiddish writer, so could you tell us something about him?
Sure. Yeah, Yankov Botoshansky was born toward the end of the 19th century in the region of Bessarabia and then in southern Russia, which is now kind of part of Ukraine and Moldova. And he became involved, it seems, pretty early with Yiddish through Yiddish literature, or maybe first through politics, and found his way into Yiddish theater. He ended up as a young adult in spending a lot of time in Romania and became very involved with the Romanian Yiddish theater. He then sort of led him in some different directions. He seems to have roamed around Eastern Europe a bit and maybe stopped in to Paris before making his way to Buenos Aires.
How did he end up there?
He ended up in Buenos Aires, I think, at the invitation of one of the main two Yiddish daily papers in Buenos Aires at the time, and this is in the early 20s. I think Botoshansky first goes to Buenos Aires in 1923 to be a staff member of the Yiddish newspaper Die Presse, the press.
When I was doing research for this interview, I looked him up, and I found a whole list of publications, stories and theater and travel impressions and literary criticism and some fiction in a number of periodicals and literary journals, but I did not find anything about this novel that you're going to speak about, which is called Buenos Aires. Could you tell us about it?
Sure. Borushansky was quite prolific in a lot of different genres, maybe too prolific according to some critics, and so many of his works were collected in book form. The novel Buenos Aires that I'm going to talk about was actually, like many Yiddish novels, or maybe most Yiddish novels, serialized in the Yiddish press and printed as in daily installments, about 110 daily installments over a few months, and it never appeared as a book.
So has it appeared as a book now?
No, it has not.
Has it appeared in translation at all, into Spanish? Or?
No, as far as I can tell, this is a novel that has been completely forgotten by virtually everyone.
The subtitle of the talk that you're giving is Viajes de una novela Yiddish, that is, Travels of a Yiddish Novel. Why did you title it that? Has it moved around a lot?
I gave that title because one of the things that most interests me about the novel is the fact that it's a novel called Buenos Aires, written by an immigrant to Buenos Aires, published in a prestigious daily Yiddish newspaper in New York, Der Tag, The Day, and is then ends up being pirated in a couple kind of provincial Polish Yiddish daily newspapers in Grodno and in Bialystok a bit later.
What are you working on now? Are you continuing with this?
Yeah, so right now I'm preparing my doctoral dissertation partially on Yankov Borushansky and on another Yiddish writer from Mexico, Yankov Glantz. And so this what I'll talk about is part of the chapter in progress, basically.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Yiddish in Latin America?
Sure. Yiddish came to Latin America with the first Ashkenazic, or at least East European Jewish immigrants in the late 19th century, especially toward Argentina and Brazil and the agricultural colonies that were established there through the Jewish Colonization Association, and over the subsequent decades until World War II and a bit after, subsequent waves of immigration came to Latin America.
And what is the status of Yiddish now? Is it alive and well in Latin America? Is it more or less dying out? How would you compare it to, let's say, the condition of Yiddish in the States, which seems to be having a kind of a revival, even though it seems to be largely academic?
Well, as far as a revival is concerned, I think there's been less interest among young people in Latin America so far. I know a handful of young people in from Mexico City and from Buenos Aires who are committed to studying Yiddish, either academically or as a sort of cultural endeavor. But the status of Yiddish in Mexico and Argentina is also a bit different than the United States, in that both in Mexico and Argentina, education systems that used Yiddish lasted for longer than in the United States, at least centralized systems where Yiddish was used as a language of instruction. And so actually in Mexico, for example, only in recent years has Yiddish finally been totally pushed out of the curriculum.
In favor of Hebrew?
Well, not necessarily in favor of Hebrew. Hebrew was introduced many decades ago alongside Yiddish in a lot of those schools, but Yiddish was maintained alongside Hebrew for a time.
Are there any Yiddish-speaking communities still?
I'm not entirely sure about that. I personally haven't interacted with any Yiddish-speaking communities, so to speak, in Mexico City or in Buenos Aires, but it's possible.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions, or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.